dernier numéro d'Offshore Echo France vient de paraître. Au sommaire de ce magazine, vous trouverez toutes les informations, rubriques et reportages concernant le domaine de la radio libre. Offshore Echo France est le magazine de la vraie radio campagne en France. Pour le recevoir, écrivez sans plus tarder à FRC France, 37 rue Georges Carrel, 76 450, Cany, C-A-N-Y, en France. FRC France, 37 rue Georges Carrel, 76 450, Cany, C-A-N-Y, en France.
European Music Radio.
Let's do this.
And here's a program rundown. European Music Radio opens up at 0900 hours every third Sunday of the month. We start off with the Swedish service with Tony Scott, followed by Jean-Claude with a program for our French listeners at 0920 hours. At 0940 hours, we present Rainer with the German service. And at 400 hours, Peter, our Dutch presenter, ends the international services with the Dutch program. From 1020 hours onwards, we transmit in English, starting with the free radio spot. A look at the free radio scene in the UK. And we feature a different station each month. At 10:45 hours, we bring you EMR's DX program with Barry Stevens, Chris Patricks, and Al Newick. We'll give you the very latest DX, offshore radio, and land-based free radio news. We continue at around 11:15 with Roger Tate's Mailbox Show, a topical look at your letters and comments. At 1200 hours, it's the English Pop Service, followed at 1230 hours with a repeat of the DX program. It ends at around 1300 hours and recommends transmissions on the third Sunday of next month. All times mentioned are in GMT. And we wish you good listening and hope you'll stay tuned to European Music Radio. Broadcasting to Europe, from Europe. It's Christmas 1979. And from all of us here at EMR, especially to you, thank you for listening to us over the last 12 months. And see you in 1980.
Hej till alla kära lyssnare, det är Tony Scott som sitter här i studion på EMR, Europas musikradio. Stationen som sänder från Europa till Europa. Månaden är december. Och vi ber alltså att önska alla lyssnare en väldigt trevlig jul. Vi hoppas att du får den där mottagaren du önskade i julklapp. Jag hoppas att du får en Collins eller något liknande. Det viktigaste är i alla fall att du har bra mottagning på oss här på EMR. Så att du har våra program riktigt bra. Programmen som är så som följer. Tiderna är i Greenwich Mean Time. Tiderna är i GMT. Det börjar klockan 9.00 med svenska programmet. Presenterat av mig, Tony Scott. Klockan 9.20 till 9.40. Jean-Claude med franska programmet. Sen klockan 9.40 till 10.00, Rainer med tyskt program. Inte tyst utan ett tyskt.
Ja, lite svårt med orden där. Klockan 10.00 till 10.20. Peter med holländska. 10.20 till 10.45. Free radio program. 10.45, 11.15. EMR-DX. EMR-DX. Presented by Barry Stevens. Klockan 11.15 till 12.00 så kommer Roger Chase med Mailbag. Vänta på brevlådeprogrammet. Klockan 12.00 till 12.30 blir en repetition av DX-programmet. Det är inte med första gången så varför inte lyssna andra gången då? Skriv upp de intressanta tips som finns. Klockan 12.30 till 13.30 eller möjligen 13.00 så har vi engelska popprogram. Och jag hoppas verkligen att du lyssnar till EMR. Och som sagt var, hoppas att du har en trevlig jul.
Merry Christmas everybody from all at EMR.
You're having a fantastic Christmas holiday. This is EMR Broadcasting to Europe. Ja, god jul. Lite reggae nu. En grupp som heter Matumbi. Den här platten heter A Point of View.
From my point. Wil je omschrijven? Vergeet dan natuurlijk niet twee internationale antwoord coupons bij te sluiten en je krijgt van ons een informatiestemsel, QSL-kaart en enkele stickers.
Merry Christmas everybody from all at EMR. We hope you're having a fantastic Christmas holiday. This is EMR Broadcasting to Europe. Just a holiday spirit.
Natuurlijk ook Nederlandse muziek in de Nederlandse service van European Music Radio, Rogier van Otterloo, 1972. Het thema van de film Help de Dokter Verzuipt. Mooie instrumentale muziek op deze 16 december 1979. Dit is European Music Radio.
Thank you.
really nice record on EMR Dutch service. Rogier van Otterlo and Help. And we are putting signals somewhere from Europe to Europe on 48 and 41 meters, 6235 and 7325 kilocycles. And remember, every third Sunday, EMR. To 11:20, the Dutch service. My ship is coming in, and a great record. And it was een enorm goed nummer uit 1968, Walker Brothers, My Ship is Coming In. We hebben nog enkele minuten te gaan in deze laatste uitzending van 1979 van het Nederlands programma op European Music Radio.
This is the EMR International Service.
We sluiten dit programma met rustige muziek, Last Team, Barry White. Het laatste programma van 1979. En natuurlijk wens ik iedereen een vrolijk kerstfeest en ook natuurlijk een goed einde, uiteinde en een goed begin in 1980. We zijn terug in januari, derde zondag van januari. Na dit programma de Free Radio Spot, 20 minuten lang, en daarna het DX-programma met Barry Stevens en Chris Patricks. For all listeners throughout Europe, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year! course, don't forget, we will be back in January 1980.
Thank you to the Dutch service with Peter and lots of noisy people in the background. Wishing everybody from EMR to all our listeners a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Yes, indeed. Soon be 1980. This is European Music Radio and stand by for the free radio program from Thameside Radio.
Hey,
can you
radio visual? Nee! Nou, dan wordt het de hoogste tijd dat jij je abonneert op radio visie. Radiovisie is het onafhankelijke magazine over radio, met interviews, foto's, informatie. Kortom, met alles over alle soorten radio. Radiovisie, het blad voor de radiomaker en luisteraar. Dus wacht niet langer en abonneer je nu ook op Radiovisie. Je kunt dat doen door een brief of briefkaart te sturen naar Radiovisie. Het adres in België is Postbus 32, 8600 Menen. En het Nederlandse adres van Radiovisie.
Kurzwelle 41 Meter 7325 Kilohertz, 48 Meter 6235 Kilohertz. Euro Music Radio, jeden dritten Sonntag.
Is EMR in the 41 and 48 meter bands. Ce programme vous parvient d'Euro Music Radio dans les bandes de 41 et 48 mètres. Auf Kurzwelle im 41 und 48 meter band hören Sie eine Sendung Euro Music Radio. In las bandas de 41 y 48 metros, ondas cortas, esta es Euro Music Radio. In de 41 en 48 meter band luistert u naar een programma van Euro Music Radio. With music from Europe to Europe, this is EMR.
The sound of international radio. This is European Music Radio and now stand by for a commercial. And that's followed by the free radio program from Thameside Radio. Are you interested in the American free radio scene? If you are, stay tuned for more information. The FRC USA have a magazine out all about this. If you like a copy of the magazine and become a member, here is some information. To become a member of the FRC USA for 1 year, it costs $7.50 American currency, or 5 English pounds, or 20 German Deutschmarks, or 20 international reply coupons, and that's to become a member of the Free Radio Campaign USA, United States of America. If you're interested, here is their mailing address. Mr. Al, A-L, Muick, M-U-I-C-K, and their address is RD2, Box 542, West Coastville, and that is spelled W-E-S-C-O-S. L-E P-A 18106 USA. Once again, the price is to become a member of the Free Radio Campaign United States of America, $7.50 American currency, 5 English pounds, 20 German Deutschmarks, or 20 international reply coupons. And the address, once again, is Al Muick, RD2, Box 542, West Coastville, P
PA 18106, USA. And if you're not sure about the address or anything else about the advert, please write to European Music Radio and we'll send more information to you.
Hi, my name's Roger Tate and I'm the presenter of the Mailbox Show on European Music Radio. I've just dropped in to say Happy Christmas to you all. And I'm sure there's lots of DXers out there who would like to send their own New Year's greetings to all their friends who listen to EMR. What we're going to do on the third Sunday in January, we're going to transmit a special programme in which you can send your own greetings, please, in English, to your friends who listen to EMR. Send your greetings to us on tape and make sure they get to us as soon as possible. From me, Roger Tate, thank you and bye-bye for now. Broadcasting on the 48 and 41 meter bands, you're listening to the sound of a free radio station. This is European Music Radio, and you're tuned to EMR's free radio spot. And here's this month's feature. Do you ever have difficulty finding a radio station playing music?
Oh, yeah.
Then here's a tip. Tune to Thameside Radio on 90.2 MHz VHF. Good morning. Broadcasting through the technical facilities of European Music Radio, this is Tony Lloyd. I'm from Thameside Radio. For the next 20 minutes or so, I'll be playing you some of our music, some of our jingles, and giving you some information about Thameside Radio. And the first record on the program today comes from The Clash. This is their brand new one. It's called London Is Calling.
Calling at the top of the dial, and after all this, won't you give me
That's The Clash and quite an appropriate record called London Calling. Appropriate because Thameside Radio broadcasts only to London on 90.2 MHz VHF every Sunday for the past 2 years from 7 o'clock in the evening until 10 o'clock. But today we're broadcasting to Europe through the facilities of European Music Radio on 6235 kHz in the 48 metre band and 7325 kHz in the 41 metre band. If you'd like to write to Thameside Radio, we shall send you back some car stickers and some information about the station. Our address is Thameside Radio at number 1, Grosvenor Parade, and I'll spell that for you. That's G-R-O-S-V-E-N-O-R, Parade, P-A-R-A-D-E, London, West 5, in England. The address once again, Thameside Radio at number 1, Grosvenor Parade, London, West 5, in England.
Good evening and welcome to Thameside Radio, 90.2 MHz VHF. And have we got a good evening's entertainment for you? Have we got a good evening's entertainment for them? Oh, tell them, Bob, for goodness sake.
I suddenly stopped playing the run-up music. And then I panicked during the 10 seconds before I had to push the button. Well, do you ever have to go to a funny radio station playing music? Oh, yeah. Then here's a tip. Tune to Thameside Radio on 90.2 MHz VHF. And then I see what's going to happen in the program. Things are going to happen. And I'll play the first record, which is the most exciting thing out.
And what about you, Chetney? Do you think you could manage to get a program together for us tonight, or is that hanging in the balance?
We wanted to extend the hours for Thameside Radio, because we got lots of requests to go on for longer hours.
And we thought, gosh,
it's about time we did that, so we went on for 3 hours, and we thought it'd be nice to have a slightly special hour at the end, which is basically what the program is.
So what are we looking for this week then, Uncle Tony?
Something super? Basically, we desperately look for a record that we haven't played in the previous few weeks.
So join us now for the Thameside Radio Experience. More get up and go than ever got up and went on any other radio station.
Everybody else seems to decide that everybody should be crowned with religion and classical music. And you shouldn't enjoy yourselves at 7 o'clock on Sunday, so we thought we'd put a change to that.
That's an example of one of the jingles we play on Thameside. The jingles on the station are produced by a guy known as the Intrepid Birdman, and his jingles intersperse most of the programs on Thameside Radio. In just a minute, after this next record, I'm going to be giving you a rundown of the history of Thameside Radio. That comes after The Doors and Love Her Madly.
Don't you love her madly?
secret location somewhere in London, the Thameside Radio Engineer has released the Thameside Radio Superbeam. Millions of tiny 3D electrons zapping wallop into your set. 90.2 every Sunday from 7 o'clock.
Time now to give a brief history of Thameside Radio. We started 2 years ago this very week. The idea of starting a radio station to broadcast music on a Sunday evening was first thought of in early 1977. There were two of the present staff at that time, Bob Edwards and Tony Lloyd, who were both involved with a South East London station called London Music Radio. This station closed in mid-1977 and left its members free to start new ventures, one of which was to be Thameside Radio. It was now that the hard work had to start. Transmitters had to be built, studios finished and aerials constructed, and all on a budget that wouldn't last an IBA or BBC station even a single day. While this work was in progress, decisions had to be made regarding the programming. The first choice, of course, was the station name. To the outsider, this may seem a simple task, but it is always a difficult choice to decide on a relevant name that is easy to say on air and not already in use. The obvious names, such as Capital, City, London, etc., were already used by other stations, and eventually the name chosen, as you know, was Thameside Radio. It is felt that this well reflected the area of transmission. The time of transmission had to be decided. It was realised that there was no music on the radio after 7 p.m. on Sundays, and so this time was chosen for the programmes to start. This meant that listeners could listen to the Top 20 show on radios 1 and 2, and then at 7 p.m. could turn the dial slightly to tune to Thameside's frequency. The music format was chosen after speaking to many people in the intended listenership range, i.e. 14 to 30 years. It was found that while the Top 20 singles, such as played on Radio 1, were obviously popular, there was also a great interest in album music. And with this in mind, it was decided that the musical content of the programmes would consist of a mixture of popular album tracks and quality singles, together with the occasional oldie. I'll be back after the next record with a bit more of the history of Thameside Radio, but before that I'll give you another rundown of the Thameside Radio mailing address. You can write to us at Thameside Radio at number 1, Grosvenor Parade, London, that's in West 5. Thameside Radio, number 1, Grosvenor Parade, London, West 5, in England. The next record on the turntable comes from Fleetwood Mac. It's their current single and it's called Tusk. We'll be right back. Fleetwood Mac and their very successful single called Tusk. It's Thameside Radio over Europe, and it's time now to continue the history of Thameside Radio. By now it was November, the studio's finished, the transmitters had been built and tested, and the aerials had been constructed. The area of transmission was now to be northwest London, and suitable sites were found. Everything was now ready to go on the air, and the first test transmission was scheduled for November 27th from 7 to 8 o'clock. At 6:30, the Thameside crew assembled beneath the recently erected aerial, set up the transmitter and the rest of the equipment ready for transmission, and waited for 7 p.m. to come. At the top of the aisle, the red switch on the transmitter was switched on, and Thameside Radio was at last on the air. For the next hour, music was played with taped announcements asking people to write with reception reports to the mailing address. The following week, another test transmission was made at the same time. It soon became clear from the reports that people were sending in that not only was a good signal being received in the primary reception area, that's northwest London, but also many people in other areas of London were able to listen. The following Sunday, 11th of December, at 7 p.m, regular programs commenced with the Bob Edwards program and the now familiar words, "Do you ever have difficulty finding a radio station playing music? Then here's a tip, tune to Thameside Radio on 90.2 MHz VHF. That's a jingle that we start and finish every single broadcast with, including our broadcasts on European Music Radio. Thameside Radio is now a regular feature of the VHF band on the Sunday, and it is hoped will continue for a long time to come.
Listen to Uncle Tony, listen to Uncle Bob. They play such lovely music on each and every prop. They play such beautiful records from 7 until 10. And when the show is over, they will come back next week and they'll do it over again. Yeah.
Yes. We're Thameside, bringing a better class of music to your more sophisticated lovers. Listen in from 7 until 10 each week.
If you'd like to write to European Music Radio, their address is EMR, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Nottinghamshire, in England. EMR, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Nottinghamshire, in England. It's time now for the last record on Thameside Radio over Europe. This is Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall, ending this program from Thameside Radio to the facilities of European Radio on today, Sunday, the 16th of December. Throughout the 2 years of broadcasting of Thameside Radio, we've always tried to add more to our programs than most stations do. For example, we have lots of competitions during the programs. We always phone up listeners during the programs. We often go around interviewing people. And recently we've added another dimension to the programming from Thameside Radio. We do a lot of live outside broadcasts where we invite listeners to come and see us. I hope today has given you some idea of what Thameside Radio sounds like. If you'd like to write to us, the address is Thameside Radio at number 1, Grosvenor Parade, London, West 5, that's in England. So from me, Tony Lloyd, on behalf of all of us at Thameside Radio and European Music Radio, it's goodbye from Thameside Radio, and now back to the rest of the programmes from European Music Radio.
Do you ever have difficulty finding a radio station playing music?
Oh, yeah.
Then here's a tip. Tune to Thameside Radio on 90.2 MHz VHF.
Free radio waves. This is a magazine that tells you all about alternative radio stations. Get the latest information and the stories behind the news in the latest edition of Free Radio Waves. You can obtain your copy of Free Radio Waves from Flagstones, West Heath Lane, Sevenoaks, Kent, in England. That's Free Radio Waves, Flagstones, West Heath Lane, Sevenoaks, Kent, in England. Free radio waves costs overseas listeners only 3 IRCs. That's 3 IRCs if you live outside the United Kingdom. If you live inside the UK, it's only 18 pence. Plus a stamped address envelope. Remember, 3 IRCs if you live outside the UK. And if you live inside the UK, it's only 18 pence plus a stamped addressed envelope. Free Radio Waves, the informative journal about free radio. Buy your copy now.
Have you ever considered how fortunate your children are to have been born in a continent where food can be obtained in abundance, where there's no illness without a doctor attending, where education, social security, holidays, and television sets are simply taken for granted? Indeed, we all have been lucky not to have been born in Africa, South America or Asia, for then we might have been one of those many millions who go hungry every day of their lives. Of course, UNICEF looks after them, but then who looks after UNICEF? Therefore, send your contribution to the United Nations Children's Organization's branch office nearest you.
Sie wünschen mehr Informationen über Euro Music Radio? Schreiben Sie uns Euro Music Radio, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Notts in England. Vergessen Sie bitte nicht, 2 internationale Antwortscheine beizufügen. Euro Music Radio, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Notts in England.
European Music Radio.
Listen to this.
And here's a program rundown. European Music Radio opens up at 0900 hours every third Sunday of the month. We start off with the Swedish service with Tony Scott, followed by Jean-Claude with a program for our French listeners at 0920 hours. At 0940 hours, we present Rainer with the German service. And
after 10 hundred hours, Peter, our Dutch presenter, ends the international services with the Dutch program. From 10:20 hours onwards, we transmit in English, starting with the free radio spot. A look at the free radio scene in the UK. And we feature a different station each month. At 10:45 hours, we bring you EMR's DX program with Barry Stevens, Chris Patricks, and Al Muick, who give you the very latest DX, offshore radio, and land-based free radio news. We continue at around 11:15 with Roger Tate's Mailbox Show, a topical look at your letters and comments. At 1200 hours, it's the English Pop Service, followed at 1230 hours with a repeat of the DX program. We close at around 1300 hours and recommence transmissions on the third Sunday of next month. All times mentioned are in GMT. And we wish you good listening and hope you'll stay tuned to European Music Radio. Broadcasting to Europe, from Europe. DX News. Information. This is the EMR DX program.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. This is EMR DX with Al Muick, Chris Patricks, and myself, Barry Stevens, for the next 35 minutes. We'll be presenting a DX program on European Music Radio from now until just after 15 minutes past 11 GMT. The DX program is about DX tips, land-based and free radio news. So I hope you're going to stay tuned to EMR DX this morning. Thank you to Thameside Radio and the free radio program for the 16th of December. The last transmission in 1970s. Going to be 1980. This morning we're going to start with the land-based radio news first. The offshore news after Chris Patricks at just after 1100 hours GMT. Starting with land-based radio news, medium wave, short wave and VHF. If you'd like to write to EMR DX and send us some DX tips, which a lot of you did last time, thank you very much indeed. Our mailing address is EMR DX, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Nottinghamshire, in England. That's EMR DX, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Nottinghamshire, in England. A special test transmission on 6235 kHz and 7325 kHz on the 48 and 41 metre band. A special test transmission to the USA. So if you're wondering why EMR might have been on, or wondering why EMR was on for 1 hour early, 8 GMT until 9 GMT this morning, that is the reason why. A test transmission to America. Stand by now for the land-based radio news.
You're tuned to the DX program with Barry Stevens, Chris Patricks, and Al Muick. Each third Sunday of the month, they bring you the very latest DX, offshore radio, and land-based free radio news. EMR, transmitting to Europe, from Europe.
And starting off with a medium wave rundown of stations that can be heard around Europe.
Sweet pea.
Right, here we go then. Starting with six more IBA stations.
6 more commercial radio stations will probably be opened up in the next 1 or 2 years in England. 6 more commercial stations opening up somewhere in England in the next 2 years. Going over to Switzerland now, there's 5 or more medium wave pirates and lots of FM pirates in Switzerland. And the GPO are very active in raiding the stations. But as usual, they don't give up. That's plenty of pirate radio stations in Switzerland. Not as many as in Holland, though. Many, many FM small radio stations are broadcasting on VHF bands. Music 24 hours a day, everywhere in Holland. And in the newspaper, there was an article that in 1980, there would be many, many raids on the Dutch pirate radio stations in 1980. So if anybody's listening in Holland, watch out, PTT are coming. Here we go now with the land-based radio news medium wave roundup of stations that are transmitting in the UK. Starting in the Midlands area of England, Radio 242 can be heard on 242 metres from 1 o'clock in the afternoon onwards, broadcasting pop music. Radio City, the rock and roll music station in London, can be heard on 238 metres, starting 1 hour earlier than usual at 1100 hours GMT and closing down at 1500 hours GMT because of interference from foreign radio stations. Edge City Radio on 230 metres with a rock music format can be also heard at the same time, 11 GMT until 1500 hours GMT, sometimes 1600 hours GMT.
Sweet pea.
ABC Radio can be heard on 270 metres every Sunday from 11 until 1500 hours. Floss Radio can be heard on 223 metres most weeks with a pop music format from 12 onwards. And finally, Radio Jackie, broadcast between 8 in the morning and 1700 hours at night. And last Sunday, their transmitter broke down as the modulation transformer burnt out and Radio Jackie had to close down 1.5 hours earlier than normal. But as usual, Radio Jackie, London on 227 1332 will be back next Sunday at 8 GMT.
Der Sound von Spanien Radio, Rural Music Radio, auf die Kurzwelle im 41 und 48 Meter Band.
This is EMR and you're tuned to the DX program. To make this program as current and informative as possible, we would welcome any information that you may have, DX news and items of interest. Please send all correspondence to EMR DX at Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Notts in England.
Chaque troisième dimanche du mois, de 10 à 13 heures, sur 6235 et 7325 kHz, dans les bandes des 48 et 41 mètres.
Right, here we go with a list of stations that can be heard on shortwave over the Christmas period, which is Christmas Day, Boxing Day, and the Sunday before. The Voice of Britain will be broadcasting on 6225, Atlanta Radio on 6260, Radio Zodiac on 6235, Radio Krypton on 6260, and ABC Radio on 6270 kHz. And they will be on either on the Sunday, the Monday, No, the Sunday, the Tuesday, or the Wednesday, the Christmas holiday. And now a list of stations for each week of the month, starting with the first Sunday in the month, which is the VOB, normally broadcast the Voice of Britain on 6225, but they are changing through technical difficulties to the second and fourth for this month, and back to normal in 1980. ABC International, ABC Radio, broadcast on 6235 kHz between 10 in the morning and 2 or 3 in the afternoon, which is 10 GMT until 1400 hours or 1500 hours in the afternoon. Empire Radio done their second to last transmission on shortwave on 6200 between 10 and 12 and 1215 GMT. Until 1315, a transmission on 6240 kHz to say they will be closing down. And their last transmission, a bye-bye transmission, will be on the 30th of December, either on 6200 or 6240. So that's Radio Empire. Empire Radio closing down. Maybe for good. So write to them. Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Notts in England. Going for the second Sunday in just a few seconds.
It's Christmas 1979. And from all of us here at EMR, especially to you, thank you for listening to us over the last 12 months. And see you in 1980.
A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all our listeners. This is EMR with a DX program. Carrying on shortwave radio news now with the second Sunday in the month. Last Sunday was heard Radio Atlanta. Atlanta Radio between 10 and 1. Seems to be the only station that wasn't getting interfered with last week. A shame about the Voice of Britain being jammed from 10.30 GMT onwards. Very bad jamming indeed. Sony printer possibly. The VOB was on between 10 and 2. That's 1,000 hours until 1,400 hours last Sunday, the second Sunday in December. The 9th of December to be exact. The VOB were broadcasting on 6225 kHz. Also Radio Krypton with very, 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 very low modulation. Worse than ever, in actual fact. Between 12 and 1, even though they were a little bit late on the air. Very good strength, but very, very bad modulation. Very low. So, Radio Krypton, again, please turn your modulation up. That was about it, more or less, apart from one radio. Swedish station, Radio Atlantis, were broadcasting on 7315 with a lot of interference, but not too bad strength. They were broadcasting on 7315 between 10 and 12 last Sunday morning, a Radio Atlantis from Sweden. I believe that was about it. Now to the third Sunday of the month. Normally the Voice of Britain, but they're changing this month to the second and the fourth Sunday. So it looks like EMR is on its own, broadcasting on 6235 kHz and 7325 kHz between 9 GMT and 1300 hours GMT every third Sunday. Now to the fourth Sunday of the month, and some information about Radio Zenith, which should have been on last Sunday. Maybe I'll tell you that now. Radio Zenith was washed off the airwaves. As they were about to turn on the transmitter, there was a downpour of rain and lots of winds and lots of technical trouble. That is the reason why Radio Zenith on 6235 was on last Sunday. Now to the fourth Sunday of the month. Radio Zodiac on 6235 kHz and 7375 kHz. Broadcast every fourth Sunday of the month between 1000 hours and 1330 hours. The last time Zodiac was on the air on the fourth Sunday, they spotted some very, very suspicious activities around the transmitting site. Because of this, as Radio Zodiac had to close down 30 minutes early, as very, very suspicious things were happening. Also on the fourth Sunday of the month, Atlanta Radio on 6260 or 6250 kilohertz will be on from 1000 hours onwards. Now to a list of stations that broadcast every week or sometimes. Radio Freedom can be heard usually once a month between 900 hours GMT and 1100 hours GMT on 6255 kHz. More information in a minute.
Time moves on with EMR in 79. Whilst you're making love at night, think of us in the freezing cold. Operating EMR.
I don't want to do it! I'm sick of it! I'm dying!
That's what we all say when it's absolutely pelting down with rain on a lonely hillside somewhere in Europe. European Music Radio on 48 and 41 metres every third Sunday. Especially for you. Please write to us and send us DX tips, reception reports and very nice letters, please. Today's date is the 16th of December, 1979. The last transmission in the 1970s from EMR. We'll be back in the 1980s on the third Sunday of January. We've still got a few more hours to go before we close down, so please stay tuned. Now some more information. The last bits of information on the shortwave radio news. Stand by for the FM radio news in a second. Radio Krypton can be heard every Sunday on 625.